We're going to do something a little different today. I just got to... I just got a new release by Mike P. We're gonna use this to open the show and wait for a couple of callers.
Yeah.
Now, that was a new one from Mike P. Summertime in SFV. It's by Mike P, the big homie, and Stone Capone. The other thing I want to talk about was, we got another event here. It's the Navy SEAL Poker Run. It'll be Sunday, August 21st at 9 a.m. Starts out at Sweet Little Harley Davidson. They're going to ride over to Coronado Island. And it should be a fun time. Let's see. And the other one is going to be... Bikini Bike Wash. This goes out to that guy. He's a Marine guy. Hit, rear-ended by a drunk driver who decided to leave afterwards. Let's see. Yeah. This one's going to be also at Sweetwater Harley-Davidson. It's on Saturday, September 3rd from 11 to 2. Hello, dear.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. A little tired, but here I am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've just been putting out emails and trying to coordinate to see who's going to be coming on my veterans fundraiser cross-country trip. I know at one point in time you said you thought you might be out in the Midwest at your family.
Yeah. It's still in the works.
Is that going to happen?
Well, it's still in the works.
Oh, it's still in the works. All right, well, let me know. I'd love to meet up with you on the road. And I haven't heard back from Merlin. I wrote him an email and... I don't know how often he checks his emails, but I haven't heard back. I was going to give him our itinerary. And for those that probably have no idea who I am and what I'm talking about, I'm talking about the Diamond Posse Veterans Outreach Group that's raising $20,000 to get a disabled combat veteran a service dog.
Well, first of all, this is Betsy out of Boston.
Hi, guys.
And she is part of the Diamond Posse. It's a very good cause. Go ahead, Betsy.
Basically, that's it. Trying to finalize the details. For those that would like to meet up with the Boston Posse, if you want to put on their, I don't know, an email address so they can let me know and then I can give them the details we're going to meet the posse or what route we're going to take or whatever. I don't know.
How... Would you like me to give them the gypsy?
Yeah, the gypsy at bike, the gypsy passion at bikerbits1.info.
Okay.
Thank you. And that's it. I'm really excited. On September 3rd, for those that are on the East Coast, Boston Harley has agreed to do a Diamond Posse Boston Contingency send-off party. And the event will go from 10 to 3. I've got the Marine Corps League coming down with a table, Operation Troop Support. I've got a dear friend of mine who's restored a 1930 Harley VL who will be there to show off his work and discuss what it took for him to restore the bike. My understanding is he got parts as far away from Germany for that bike.
Uh-huh.
So, and I've also got a classic custom car restorer coming down, temporary tattoo artist, a hair feather wrap artist, and we'll be giving out motorcycle insurance tutorials and quotes. And we're going to have the needs dogs there that will show exactly how important they are to their owners. We'll be raising money, of course, for the posse, for the needs fundraiser. There'll be a representative from needs there that'll be able to explain their program. She's going to bring some literature. And finally, we'll be raffling off that sculpture that was done by my old sculpture teacher, Doug Corsini, who's a nationally renowned artist, who was commissioned by Quantico to do the original statue that stands at the Beirut Memorial in Philadelphia. He gifted me a smaller version, a lot smaller. It stands about 7.5 inches tall, and it's signed and everything. And I'm raffling those off. Chances are $10 a piece, or $6 for $50. And the other thing that the posse is doing is there is a dog naming contest going on. It does cost $5 to cast your vote for a name, but all the monies are going to needs, you know, towards our $20,000 goal. And I'm hoping that people will go on and vote for the name that I chose. Sorry, girls. Lucky. Because my thought is any veteran that gets a service dog is one lucky veteran. And it's also near and dear to my heart. It was the name of my dog when I was growing up. And he was a golden retriever as well, which a lot of the, he was golden retriever, part shepherd, part lab, mix. And my understanding is that a lot of labs and retrievers make the best service dogs. So
right.
I'm hoping that folks will vote for Lucky. That's about it in a nutshell.
Uh-huh.
And then when I get back, I've got to put together the Marine Corps League's Jennifer Harris ride in memory of Captain Jennifer Harris, who was shot down in Iraq back in 2007 while trying to medevac wounded soldiers out of the area. And I think it's Anbar or something. I can't remember. I don't have the flyer in front of me right now. So that's going on October 2nd. So I got a full plate.
You do?
Yeah.
You're not going to have a bikini bike wash on like we're going to have?
Gee, that was the one thing I didn't think of.
Uh-huh.
Most of the women I know don't don bikinis anymore.
You know.
We're over 30, you know.
Okay, we're old guys.
Well, if I can put it together between now and September 3rd, trust me, we will add a bikini bike wash to the flyer. Watch me do it.
Okay.
All
and
right?
You know where to get the girls from?
Well, I'm not going to order them from California. That's too far away. Although I'm sure there's a lot of beautiful blonde bronze beauties out there. That's a little far away to get bikini babes for the bike wash. No, I'm sure we can come up with our own beautiful bevies out here.
Yeah. I'm sure if you talk to a couple of those younger guys, they'll tell you where to go.
All I have to do is call my son.
That too.
Yep. Although he doesn't care for motorcycles that much, but he does like bikini-clad women, so. So what else is doing? I did read your story about that Marine who is being given a dog, which I think is wonderful. And last weekend when I was putting together my POWMIA Veterans Newsletter, I actually read an article where the VA is, and hallelujah, they finally got this revelation. They're contemplating, mind you, contemplating, which is like unbelievable for the VA to contemplate anything, getting service dogs for veterans with PTSD.
Right. That service dog is for the guy's daughter.
Wow. So it's not even for him, it's for the daughter. Because when I got involved with this fundraiser, the Diamond Posse, my first question is, like, where the hell is the VA in all of this, and why aren't they giving dogs to disabled combat veterans? And I was dismayed to find out that at that point in time, which I'm going back maybe 6 months, they hadn't even considered it or thought of it, and just wouldn't allow it, you know, because it was way too much money. So the fact that they've had this revelation and now they're even contemplating it, I think is quite a great hurdle, and I'm hoping that more veterans will be able to benefit because...
You've obviously never stood in line at the VA.
Pardon?
You've obviously never stood in line at the VA.
No, I've stood in line with Richie. I know what goes on, and I went through all the crap with him to get his 100% disability, which took forever. I know. And why do you think I'm so passionate about these veterans' fundraisers? I'm trying to make a difference for the better.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's how you and I first met was...
Right.
That veteran, Jeffrey Farmer, who got ripped off while he was serving over in Afghanistan. I mean, I was horrified that somebody would go and rip somebody off of their life's belongings while they're overseas serving our country. What low-life scumbags, you know?
Absolutely.
So anyway, that's what's happening here. Where's Bill tonight?
He had to take a sabbatical. He's doing a couple things at the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got going on two fronts. Her health's not getting any better right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she's got diabetes and I think it's MS at the same time.
Wow. No, I knew she had MS. I didn't know about the diabetes. Well, keep her in my prayers. I'll give him a call later on this week and check in and say hello and try and cheer him up.
Yeah, he'd probably like that.
Yeah, I can't do much 3,000 miles away.
No.
Yeah.
But you're doing it now, so that's good.
I'm trying.
Yeah, and I have another caller. He was interested in... I'm waiting for the caller to talk about that other thing we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah,
with
yeah, yeah.
The, hang on one second.
Yeah.
Oh,
by the way, I hope you don't mind if I leave you early this evening, only because I need as much beauty sleep as I can get my hands on, honey.
No worries. People keep calling my cell phone instead of the show. But,
That
Hello,
sounds
Pete.
Like something I do, a call your house by mistake.
Yeah. Hello, Pete.
Hey, Phil. What's happening?
Not much. This is Betsy. You know Betsy. Betsy, I'm sure you remember Pete.
Yeah. Hi, Pete. How are you?
Well, I just did 2 hours of my criminal class that I'm supposed to do for 16 weeks, and I did pretty good, so I'm pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
16-week class ordered by the court for something that was I got arrested for that was absolutely ridiculous. But I did it, and I helped out a little bit and had some laughs. We watched some videos.
Cool.
So, you know, it wasn't bad. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, no one listens, so I basically gave up. I'm just plugging away and trying to do what I can to make the world a little bit of a better place.
Right on, right on. So, Phil, they came out with a new law today in Massachusetts. I believe it came out today. It's called, this came up in the class, it's called, our governor passed it, the Menace Law.
The Menace Law?
Yes. And I totally disagree with it in the class because I said, okay, basically, if the police think you're a menace, whether you're on a motorcycle, a car, whatever, they can take your license for good. They work with the
registry. Wait. Don't they have to have grounds? I mean, they can't target you
do anything they want.
Like out of the clear blue and say you're a menace. They have to have some grounds.
This comes down to the stereotyping and the profiling of people like me and Phil and Bill and, you know, everybody else in the biker world, especially, okay, where, in my opinion, especially in Massachusetts, the state police, who know me very well, who arrested me a few times, I think they're going to use it to their advantage on people like me and Phil and Bill and many others and say, you know what, let's nail him every other day. We'll get enough on him to get him under the menace law, and we'll revoke his license, not only his driver's license, but his motorcycle license. And I brought that up in the class. I said, so, you know, the governor, who's his name is Deval Patrick, he's a black governor, okay? He should know better because he knows that the police, especially the state police, they profile people, and they pull people over based on their appearance.
I think I'm going to want to speak with some friends of mine who are attorneys and paralegals here in Massachusetts because I'm a Mass resident as well, and I ride a motorcycle as well.
Well, get ready for the Menace Law because they passed it. I believe it was today. It was brought up in a class, and I totally disagree with it. I said it's ridiculous. You know, I'm certainly going to be pulled over a million times, and they'll probably try to take my license from me. And, you know, whatever. I'd rather be dead than not to ride, you know.
Yeah, I can hear that.
It's just another excuse for them to pick out who they pick and choose who they want to pull over and give tickets to and bust their balls on, you know. It's just another reason. And
well,
I think, you know, Deval Patrick being
good
black.
Well, for us both folks to jump on and research and check out and see if we can't fight this. Yeah, no, I'm going to go look it up.
Deval Patrick, I don't know what the hell you were thinking because you should know better. You're a black man, and you know how the police operate.
Yeah, but he's
above
reproach because he's the governor, honey.
Yeah, well.
You know, you have to understand.
You're a bad move.
There's a separate set of rules and guidelines for those that are, let's say, above reproach by virtue of the fact that they hold public office and the rest of us working.
Well, check this out. Betsy, check this out. Deval Patrick, you live in Massachusetts. I don't know how much you follow him, but a while back he was going to pass something saying if you were arrested and you were found not guilty, it would come off your record. It would never appear in your record. You could get a job, no problem. They do a query, a background check, it wouldn't appear. He never passed that, but yet he goes and he passes this menace law, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's talk about profiling. The cops are going to sit there, and they're going to see somebody that they recognize or they don't like, and they're going to start writing tickets, and they're going to add them up, and they're going to say, bang, boom, we're taking a license, and they'll probably get away with it, especially if you're on a motorcycle.
Well, you know, these kinds of laws can be challenged in court. I just don't want you to lose hope altogether.
Oh, well, you know, you live in Massachusetts, so you know how it is here.
Yeah, I do, but I'm going to look up the verbiage on it. I'm going to look up and see what I can see right now. Hold on. Googling
Phil, the other
it.
Thing is, right?
Yeah.
I talked to you earlier. I get this package in the mail. And it's a transcript from my arrest from last February 2010. It's 75 pages long at the trial. 75 pages long, and I looked at it. And the state police, you know, it's transcripts from my trial where I was found guilty. The state police look like children, the way they, you know, because they have a typist that, you know, they do the transcripts, they type everything down. And man, I'll tell you, I was reading, I read the whole thing like twice, I said, I can't believe, you know, my lawyer was pretty good. These cops, they changed the story so many times, and I have it on paper now. I have it on paper. I have a great appeals attorney out of Worcester, Mass. She's going to kick ass. She's going to get this reversed. But here's the thing. It stays on my record. Mr. Deval Patrick, if you're listening, which maybe you are, pass that law so if we get found not guilty, you take it off our court. You take it off our background check rather than passing these menace laws when we know we're going to be singled out because of the way we look.
Well, they have that. They have that here. They call it the Step Act.
Step Act. That's what it's called, the Step Act.
What they do is if there's three of us standing there together.
Oh yeah, that. Yeah. You're a gang.
Exactly.
Yep.
So then the guy can go in and say, "Boss, guess what I saw today? I think we need to investigate these guys."
I can picture me, you, and Bill riding on the road, and they say, "Oh, there they are. There's that gang, you know." Give me
exactly.
A break.
Well, meanwhile, I'm not coming up with anything, so I'm going to look a little further here.
It came up in class today. Maybe they have information that the public doesn't have yet. But it's Deval Patrick is he's either passed or he's trying to pass it.
I checked the Globe, I checked Google, nothing's coming up yet.
I know, I'm reading it. I'm online too. I don't see anything. But this came from my class. So.
Oh, you know, then there's probably some gospel in it. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put a little something out to people in the know who know how to look for those type of things on the court system.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Put it out to Paul, Phil.
Okay. I was going to suggest, since you're closer to him than I am.
Yeah, no, because if anybody would know or be able to find it, you know, he certainly would. So I'm going to write him right now and...
Don't forget, Thursday's his birthday.
Who, Paul? Who, Paul?
Yeah.
Paul Cody?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll have to tell him happy birthday. I got his number.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then right now, I just unmuted Kasha. Are you there?
Hey there. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Kasha.
Yes?
It's Pete from Boston. I want to know something. Does Jack Nicholson really live in that Stanley Motel? Oh, boy.
Probably.
How's everything going?
Good. It's going good. And you?
Pretty good. I'm on a roll tonight.
Yeah.
I was telling
I don't know where I'm rolling to, but I'm on a roll.
Gosh, I was telling Betsy about your poker run.
Oh, okay.
And
you got a flyer to send me?
Yes, I do, dear. Betsy.
I just got it myself, so.
Okay, because I looked in my email and I didn't see it.
I know. I'm
busting them. Sorry, honey.
That's all right.
Oh, thank you, Miss Betsy. He'll definitely get that to you, honey.
Thanks, honey.
Philip, I have to call back in at 10 because my neighbor needs help putting her air conditioner in and she's 80 years old, so.
Oh, God love her.
I'm calling back in at 10.
Okay, Pete, we'll talk to you later.
I'll be back.
See you later.
Alrighty.
Hey, thanks, bye.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there we go. I'm hearing a bunch of static.
I just sent it to you right now, Betsy.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Hello, caller.
This is Diana from Missouri. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Fine.
We lost Kasher. She'll have to call back.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get Betsy.
Yes, dear.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Are you typing or something? Yeah, are you typing or something?
Yes, I am. I'm typing an email to Paul about that law.
Yeah, I know. I heard you.
Oh, sorry. I have you on speaker so I can multitask. Sorry about that.
Hey, so right now we have Betsy's in Boston. Kasha just called back in.
Hello.
And we have Diana from Missouri.
Hey, girlfriend, how are you?
Hey!
Gotta love it.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I've had a lot going on. That's why I haven't called in. I'm so sorry, and I apologize. But a little birdie told me something, and I just wanted to call and say congratulations on your new website.
Well, thank you very much, darling. You're so awesome.
That is so neat. I am so happy and proud of you.
Oh, well,
good
thank
job.
You. Thank you.
Good job. You deserve
you.
It, though. You need it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
How have you been? What's going on?
Oh, well, my dad's got 5 stones in his kidney, so they're going to remove one of his kidneys. And he's going to be 70 Monday. And last time he had surgery, it took him 4 hours to come out of the anesthesia part. So that's a big concern right now.
Oh, my.
So I had that on my plate. And then we go to our trial date next Wednesday.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, for our grandparent, right. So.
Right, right.
I'm just hoping that all goes well and that we get our rights to our granddaughter to see her. And, yeah. But,
well, I.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll be thinking of you. Definitely.
Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. I know you've had a lot to deal with, so I'll definitely be thinking of you.
Thanks. But it's your night tonight for your website.
Oh,
tell me about it, girl.
Well, hang on 1 second. We'll go into that in a minute. I have Betsy
okay.
on the phone, and one of the reasons Betsy was calling in was, one, to plug her diamond posse about getting a dog for a
disabled
Marine.
Combat veteran.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing was that Kasha had sent me a flyer about this poker run. This, let's see. There we go. I got one that says we didn't match. Now I found the right one.
Oh, did you? Okay.
So this one is called Run What You Brung, Bike Rally and Carshall Fundraiser, and I'll give it to you there. Kasha.
Uh-oh, hello. I am sorry. My
yeah.
phone is awful tonight, Bill. I am so sorry.
No worries.
But yeah, it's put on by the Good Samaritan Society, and they're out of Greeley, Colorado. It's September 10th, rain or shine is what they're saying. It starts at 9 a.m. It's to help them purchase a new wheelchair-accessible bus for all of the senior citizens there. So they're really wanting to put that on and get it going. You know, the donations are suggested at $15 for one, $25 for two. They also allow cars, too, for $25 entry fee. I mean, they allow everybody. It's not just for bikes. It's all sorts of vehicles there. It starts at 9 a.m. It's September 10th, and, you know, hopefully they're going to have a huge turnout from it. And that's the flyer
you,
I saw earlier. Mm-hmm.
Since you have people there from veterans, have you guys contacted the American Legion, the VFW, anything like that? Since
you know,
I understand there's a lady there that's like 102 who was a vet in World War II.
Up at the society, the Samaritan Society? Or where?
Yeah, at the Samaritan Society. I understand
there's
a woman
gotcha.
There that she's 102. She was a vet in World War II.
Oh, my.
There's supposedly, like, four of them there?
Oh, wow. No, I honestly, I have not heard that. Holy cow. That'd be a question for Ryan, though. I'm sure he has. Since he works with them, I'm sure he's, yeah, I have no doubt. That is awesome. No, I did not know that. That is pretty cool. Wow. But, yeah, that's what this is all about. So, you know, hopefully, like I said, they'll have a good turnout and be able to get that for them.
Well, according to the flyer here, they're going to have a live band, live raffles with lots of big prizes, airplane rides, hot air balloon rides, and much more. According to this, September 10th, rain or shine. And then this will be posted on the blog for anybody who wants to go look at it.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Phil.
I'll put that up there in a few minutes.
Perfect.
But,
thank you so much for doing that.
No worries. And then what I'll do is I'll put the address to the blog in there, in the chat room, so everybody can go there.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it's for a good cause, and, you know, I'm hoping they have a good turnout. And we're hoping to kind of stop by there, too, so hopefully we'll be able to.
Yeah, and what you guys need to do is jump on the phone and start hitting the VFWs.
Okay.
In the American Legion.
Okay.
You might even get some of the Patriot Guard riders to show up and be escorts or whatever.
Right. That would be awesome. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
Find out that about these older vets that are in there, I'm sure they'll bend over to backwards to help. You might even get those guys who come out with the flags and do the Pledge of Allegiance and all that stuff for you guys, too.
Right.
Contact, like, the Young Marines and any of those groups, they love to come out for that stuff and help.
That's correct.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And he's here plugging away on the laptop, so he's listening to you, too, so... I know he just heard everything you said. I know he's sitting there nodding at me. Yep, absolutely.
So what you need to do is, like I said, get those guys involved, and then anytime you want to do something like that, you can get a hold of me, or I can get you a hold with Betsy, and you can pick our brains, and we'll tell you who to go and who to talk to.
Awesome.
That's exactly what it's about.
Right.
All about
networking
and making.
absolutely.
That's true, Betsy, but if you're going to type softly, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll put the phone further away. I can't help it. I'm working
Is that what
on
I'm
the
hearing?
Fundraiser and at the same time.
That's okay, Miss Betsy.
So back to Diana.
Yes, sir.
Miss Diana?
Yes, dear.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Miss
Diana. Hey, it is Tasha's night. I am just so happy and proud of her website, and I want to hear more about it. What's on it?
Oh, you're so wonderful. Well, there's going to be a lot of the photo shoots that I've done. Of course, Bikers of America is going to be on there. A couple of the shoots that I've done and the pics that Phil has been so nicely posting the past few months, those are going to be on there, along with East Coast Biker. That was a magazine shoot I did back in June. And Rock House Training Center out of Fort Collins, Colorado, they're going to be on there. Bikercraft.com is. And just some random weird stuff is going to be on there. I don't care if it's a picture of a frog or something. I mean, we're just going to do some funky stuff on there, you know. In a bit and everything, just kind of random pics. So it's just kind of a cute little site. You're going to see some photos from Facebook that are going to be on there. So there'll be a little bit of familiarness, and then there's going to be a lot of pics that no one has ever seen. So I'm excited for it. I really am. It's a little nerve-wracking, but, you know, I think once I get over the initial publishing of it, then I'll be able to relax after that. I'm kind of a bad
I wouldn't worry about it. You're all right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to be.
Well, I think it's just probably you're just a little nervous, hoping that everything goes out okay. I know it will. It will.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. It's, you know, it's something that I have wanted for I don't even know how long, and everything's just kind of hit all of a sudden. I mean, I've only really been doing this for about 3.5 months. So for it to be going this fast, it's it can be a little nervous to get time, but in a good way. It is, yeah, very exciting. So.
Well, you know, the first time I published those pictures, you should have left it alone.
What do you mean?
The ones you asked me to take off.
Say what?
Ones that you asked me to take off that I put up.
Oh, that's right. Hey, that was my manager's doing. You can yell at him for that. But hey, hopefully I made up with it with this last batch I gave you.
Yeah, he finally. I think he came around to the biker thinking.
You think I did? Uh oh.
He did.
You don't know.
He did. No, he did. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This thing resets itself at 4 o'clock every day. That's how I got it set. 4 to 4. Okay?
Oh, okay.
For 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Today, 36,549.
For today.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, my gosh.
For the last 2 hours and 45 minutes, it's 11,316.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's so awesome. That is so awesome.
And in the last 20 minutes, you've gotten 101 page views.
Really?
There you go,
nice.
Girl. See?
Nice.
Woo-hoo!
You go.
Right now in the United States, there's 31,907 people. In Canada, there's 2,789. Australia's got 1,710. Germany's 1,773. New Zealand, 674. The United Kingdom is 506. So we have 398. Switzerland, you got 377. Russia and Denmark, respectively, 280 and 208.
There you go.
Wow. That is awesome.
That is
Malaysia.
Wonderful.
Wait, I'm not done. Malaysia.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm.
211. New Zealand. 431. South Korea. 2 guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Norway, 4 guys. And the Philippines has 11.
Right on. That's awesome.
Austria, you got 81. France, you got 213.
Wow.
South Korea, you got 3,448. So yeah, you're going all over the place.
Well, good. That is awesome. That makes me so happy. And hopefully everyone's happy with what they see, too, you know?
Oh, hey, Phil, can I send the link then? Or can you put it out so the people will go online and vote for the name Lucky for the Diamond Posse?
Shoot it to me, and I'll put it up right now.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you. Will do.
Got an instant message. They want to know where the topless pics are.
What? Who said that?
I don't know if you remember RJ. He manages Rusty's band, the Attica 7.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he wants to know where the Kasha topless.
Oh, no.
RJ, don't be naughty. Now, you got to tell RJ. Exactly, very naughty. You got to tell RJ, you know, as soon as you see it, it's over, done with, gone. I can't do that. Got to leave something to the imagination. Come on now.
There you go.
It's like,
you know,
okay, that's what I'm gonna. That's what I'm gonna
like
send him back.
Dude,
so
right now,
I think he's listening. So you can say hello.
Hey, RJ. Now he knows I love him.
But no, seriously, though. I mean, once I take it all off, it's like, oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I should think of it this way. It's like them little skimpy dresses that's barely at the top. They're all thinking, I wonder what kind of cookies underneath there.
It's a good thing that this show is mature audiences only.
It's great.
Wait a minute. I'm not mature. I'm immature.
Yeah, we're never growing up.
That's right.
And then, what he says, he's looking at it right now, so that just made you 36,000 something.
Hey, right
it
on.
Was that cookie that did it.
it was that. Dare I ask him what he thinks?
Do you think it's chocolate chip or do you think it's M&M?
I know, exactly. I'm so glad you called in tonight, Dan. Thank you so much. This is fun.
Well, like I said, I just apologize because I've been a little occupied. But and then, like I said, a little birdie told me that you're going to start your website. And I thought, I got to call at least congratulate her and tell her I'm so happy and proud of her.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. I really am. I'm very, very excited. And, yeah, you're awesome. You're so wonderful. Thank you very much.
Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody.
No, don't do that. Oh, my goodness. Well, other than
I got one for you guys.
Okay. Go ahead.
If the Supreme Court of the United States has affirmed that right to keep and bear arms is a fundamental right of the individual, and if you believe in the Second Amendment and you're not afraid to show it, outlaw guns, only the outlaws will have guns.
I hear a bunch of paper rustling. I'm sorry, I did not hear any of that, hon.
That's Betsy. What I said was...
Miss Betsy!
What, honey? I'm sorry, I'm multitasking. And I got
to
tell you, that thing you sent me about, what the hell is it, Mr. Rogers wearing a sweater?
Right.
I just found out it's not true. My whole bubble got burst tonight.
Not true.
Not true.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to send you what was just sent to me. Burst my whole bubble. Sorry, girl.
Well, what Betsy was talking about was they said that anybody want to know why Mr. Rogers wore a sweater? And if you guys remember Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, I know I do.
Yeah. Well,
I know I do.
Well, that wasn't, wow.
Yeah, I'm blown away.
Wow.
Yeah, someone else just hit me. Four different things from Snopes. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, well. It sounded good.
It sounded good, but what it is somebody wrote a story about these three guys that they were all on Iwo Jima together, and it turned out to be a fraud.
Oh, my.
What? That's a great story. I loved it. What a damn thing.
Yeah. So, Betsy, I got your email out.
My abilities in the toilet. Oh, well.
I got your email about the Diamond Posse.
Thank you, honey.
And what it is, you can contribute $5 to name the dog. Is that correct?
Yeah, it does cost $5, and I just found out someone just wrote me and told me that the application is not, like, mobile phone friendly. So I guess if you're going to go on and vote, it's got to be on a computer, and I apologize for that. I didn't set up the website. You know, I'm just trying to help us reach our goal. So anyway, that is the story. It does cost $5. The contest is running through to the end of the month, and then it's shut off, and then the name with the most votes will be the name that will be given to the dog. And as I said, I'm trying like hell to get a Marine to be the lucky recipient, and because Needs is out of Massachusetts, I will go to the graduation and be there when the dog gets presented to the owner. And then what's interesting about this, what I found out is that it's more difficult to gift a dog, a service dog, to a veteran than it is to just a regular disabled person, because veterans seem to have more mental setbacks and physical setbacks, because when a person is chosen, they have to go live at Needs as compound for like 2 to 3 months, day in, day out, and be trained with the dog. And this is after the dog's already been trained. You know, now the dog has to be acclimated to its new owner. And, you know, I'm told that it's just difficult, for more difficult for them. So, you know, hopefully we'll get someone who's emotionally and physically stable enough to be able to go through the process, and will benefit greatly from having a service dog, because it's amazing what these dogs do for their owners. And just trying like hell to raise the money to make it all happen. And any help I can get would be greatly appreciated. And thank you for allowing me to plug it.
No worries. Hey, Diana, what's up? What's going on?
Oh, just hope my dad makes it, you know, he's not going to have it. He's going to have one less kidney, and then,
Oh, they're taking his whole kidney out?
Yeah. Yeah, they're
going
to say
stones?
Well, they're saying there's 5 stones in there, and they're saying they're cancerous. So they're
okay.
Yeah, so they're just going to go ahead and take the whole kidney out. So he'll have one less kidney. And
lots of people live with one kidney.
Yeah. So, and then just hoping and praying that you know, we get our grandparent rights, because bottom line is our granddaughter was a miracle baby, because when Dana got it the first time, her chances, well, were really slim to even surviving. She beat that. And then her chances of even having children was a big question mark. They wasn't optimistic about it, but she proved that part wrong. But then after she had her destiny, then it came back 10 months later. So, yeah, she's our only grandchild, and she's our daughter made over. She's just our angel and our sunshine.
Absolutely.
And,
I'm envious. I want to become a grandmother. It's just not happening, so I'm envious and happy for anybody who does have grandchildren.
I know, and like I said, she was a miracle baby. They, you know, like her chances were even having children after radiation and chemo was really optimistic, because we even thought about freezing her eggs, but they didn't know even if we froze them to where it would even take. So, that's why she named
her
destiny.
How old's the baby now?
She turned 6 last Friday.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
she's not a baby anymore. That's wonderful.
Yeah, but my ex-son-in-law and his new wife, well, it's actually the new wife. She's just the big old bitch, and she's just mean and hateful.
So you're trying to get rights so that you can raise the child? Is that
no,
it?
No, just No, I just like to
visitation.
See her. Spend, yeah, just like to, you know, spend a weekend with her, to take her camping or fishing or go to the zoo or, you know, just spend some quality time with her. And
well, she's your granddaughter. Sure you should be allowed that.
Well, in Missouri, grandparent rights are not that strong, but we got some good judges that will say, hey, you know, this is the biological mom. She needs to know her mother. She needs to know the mother's side of the family. They live
right.
with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this is our only grandchild. She, you know, she was a miracle to even have.
Yeah.
And for the new wife to keep her from us, it's just been a game and just something to hold over our head. It's basically every time
so
you turn around.
So she is a real beat, huh?
Oh, yeah. If the wind doesn't blow her way or we don't blow her way, then we don't get to see her.
Oh, don't like this
right.
girl already. Don't know her, don't like her.
Well,
wait a minute, I just woke up. Somebody said something about blow?
Yeah, you missed it. You missed your blow. Shouldn't have been sleeping.
Bad, typical guy.
Yeah, there you go. I know it. Well, you know,
it's the testosterone brewing over there.
Do I, Tasha, for Miss Diana, I would do anything for you. I don't know what I can do during all this, but if you need anything, you let me know.
I would write a letter on your behalf as well to the court,
yeah,
testifying,
absolutely.
You know, how important it is for a granddaughter to know her grandparents. Or any
mm-hmm.
grandchild to know their grandparents, irrespective of the family being a new family, you know, with a new wife and the whole nine yards, it's still important in the child's upbringing to know where they came from and to keep. Family is just so important.
Yes.
So if
yep.
you need a letter, Phil will tell you how to get in touch with me, and I'll write a letter and on your behalf.
Well, thank you. I just feel like no grandparents should be denied their grandchild when they've lost their parent. Especially off, you know, it's not
absolutely.
Like, I mean, she mm-hmm. she fought hard to live. I mean, she fought,
yeah,
she did dang hard because mm-hmm. that was her pride and joy, was her daughter, and that's all she wanted was to be married, have a job, have a home, and have kids. And she fought very hard. And that little girl has been through a lot. I mean, because 5 months after she passed, then the dad meets this girl that's separated from her husband and gets pregnant. She's not even divorced
wow.
yet.
Right on.
All right, so now she is like a stepsister type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And she got yanked out of this house, and she was just lost. I mean, she lost her mom,
wow.
and she's getting yanked out of Mama and Papa's house and thrown into another woman and her two kids. And
oh, my God.
Yeah, within five, well,
that
five
little
and a half
girl's going to grow up a little confused and disturbed unless there's some intervention somewhere.
Well, I just give her all the love I can when she's here.
Yeah, that's
oh,
all
I have no mm-hmm. doubt you will. You
and
do all the time.
Fighting
so.
For your rights, you know.
You know, speaking of fighting for your rights and the unity that we're doing right now, I'm going to take a break, but I'm going to play a real quick song.
Okay.
I'd like all you
Alrighty.
Guys to listen to this song because it describes brotherhood. This
okay.
is,
Bill, when you come back, I may be saying good evening.
Hello?
You might want to feed your dog.
That's not my dog. My dog. I thought it was your dog.
I'm outside. It's the neighbor's dog.
It's the neighbor's dog. See, why is it always my dog? Pumpkin gets a bad rap.
Right back.
Okay.
All right, guys. Sorry to cut that loose.
That's okay.
We
I
have,
like that.
We have Pete's back on. And,
hey, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Hey,
hello.
My neighbor, she's 80. She said she wanted her air conditioner put in. And it's kind of cool here tonight in Massachusetts. And I'm like, you want it put in? I went over there. She wanted it taken out because she was cold. So I took it out. I ripped my back out, but I did it.
Oh, good for
aww,
you.
I never...
Thank you. I have a great... this was just sent to me about 10 minutes ago. It's a joke. It's a short joke. It's a cop joke. It's kind of an older joke. If you will allow me to read it, I'll read it. Pretty funny, actually.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's called Traffic Stop. The first officer says, guess who I pulled over in a traffic stop the other day? And the second officer says, who? And the first officer says, Janet Jackson. The second officer says, what did she do? Was she speeding?
Fine.
First officer says, no, she had one headlight out. So if anybody's seen that little clip of her at the
malfunction.
Yep.
Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. I'm not a pervert or anything. I'm just, it was sent to me, and I thought, you know, since I don't like cops anyway, I thought I'd read that. Yeah. Poor Janet.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of Janet.
All right, folks, I'm going to have to head out, say goodnight. 4 o'clock in the morning comes early.
Oh, my God, you got to get up that early?
Yes.
Terrible.
Well, I do it because I put together a newsletter that goes out to motorcyclists all over the country before I go to work every morning, and it takes me like 4 hours or so to compile all the news. So I've been doing it for 15 years, so that's what I do. And so that's why I'm leaving you and going to bed.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So thank you all, and thank you, Phil, for the opportunity to give a plug to Diamond Posse. And girls, call on me if I can help you promote any of your events, and hopefully we can all be reciprocal, and life is good.
Absolutely.
There you go.
All right, good night. Phil,
good night.
Tomorrow, honey.
Bye now.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night, Miss Betsy. Bye.
So, Pete, what was that other thing you wanted to talk about?
Well, since I've taken my medication, I'm slurring my words a little bit. I have to think about that.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me think about that for a few minutes.
Okay.
No, they passed that, you know. Well, like I said, I'm in a 16 week class ordered by the court because of my arrest, and that menace law thing came up, and I just couldn't believe it. I was blown away, you know, that the governor is approving that or has approved the basically, I agree with it on the one hand, because if somebody's being driving like an idiot or crazy and causing accidents, that's one thing, but you know, Phil, as well as I do, what the cops are going to do. They're going to single people out that they don't like. They're going to profile people, and they're going to start, you know, the way it works, I was told was, you know, you get a certain amount of tickets, and you fall into this new menace law thing, and they pull your license.
Yeah, they put you down as an habitual offender.
Yeah, and I know for a fact that I'll be innocently riding down the road, either on a motorcycle or in my car, and I know that they're going to see me because they know me, and they're probably going to try to... Makes you think, you know, it's like, you know, kind of worries you a little bit, but it's like, screw them, you know. I don't think Deval Patrick, who's the governor of Massachusetts, should pass that. That's ridiculous. You know,
do it
in a different way. You know, he should know because the man is... He's black, okay, and he knows that the police are going to sit there, especially the state police, are going to sit there on the highway, they're going to see a black driver, a Hispanic driver, or a long-haired hippie dude, or a guy in a motorcycle, and that's who they're going to go after, and they're going to use it to their advantage, they're going to get off on it, and they're going to make it make it their life life's work to get people's licenses pulled, but they personally don't like. And that's way too much authority, in my opinion. Way too much. You know? I'm sure thousands of people will agree with me.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a looking for something right now, but it's out of San Jose. Let me see if I can grab it real quick. But it's about motorcycle profiling. And what these guys are doing, this happens to be a one percenter club up in that area. And what they're doing is they filed a lawsuit against the city of San Jose. I'm trying to load it up right now. Yeah, here we go. In California, it says, San Jose cops illegally profiling outlaw club for driving while biker. This is basically exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is, let me get down to the meat of this. We have what he says is they have a police force that feels they're above the law. They feel as though they can tell the public anything and this city is going to believe them, which is basically what happens because more people listen to the news than they do what they read in the paper.
Wow.
No, it says basically they're going into this where it says if they had nothing to hide, why should they worry about being legitimately stopped? Well, I'm here to tell you I've never been legitimately stopped.
Right.
No, me either. Me either. Ever.
No. Now, they had a case last year that fell apart because, well, they said that what they said is that a SWAT unit raided their clubhouse. Inside, they found guys along with Louisville Slugger baseball bats, an axe handle, what looked like blood splashes, a loaded .357, and a stolen and loaded shotgun. Well, I tend to believe on how much that is true because I've seen them do something last week here in San Diego where they went in and they took a computer, two jackets off the wall, three baseball bats, and my understanding is all the booze out of it. And that was their year-long investigation.
Huh.
And I've also had a cop like this guy here who said the cops stopped him on a traffic stop and asked him why he was ruining his life this way. So to me, that just means they're fucking jealous.
That they're jealous?
Right. Yeah, they're jealous because, one, I can ride my bike. Two, I do it legally.
Mm-hmm.
There's basically nothing, you know. The last ticket I got took 7 guys. And I beat the case.
Really?
Yeah, the last stop I had was 7 guys, and I beat the case.
Wow.
When I went to court, 7 of them were on my right saying they weren't prepared at this time, but they had 3.5 months to get prepared.
Well, you know, what I was telling you earlier was about my thing is, you know, last February 2010, long story short, I was state police arrested me, blah, blah, blah. Found me guilty of a couple of things, and I appealed it. I have a great appeals attorney, and a couple of days ago I said to my mother, I said, you know, my appeals attorney hasn't sent me the transcripts from the trial. Well, all of a sudden today I get the transcript. I swear, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm psychic or what, but the transcripts show up in the mail for my trial. And when I had my trial, there was 2 state troopers testifying against me and 1 witness, a civilian. And I couldn't believe, bro, that it was 75 pages long because there was so much bullshit that they had that in these transcripts in the trial that it ended up being 75 pages. That's ridiculous. A 75-page...
Wow.
Yeah, 75 pages of bullshit. I wish I could show it to everybody. They'd laugh because the state police, there was 2 of them there. One of them didn't say much, and, you know... The other guy kept changing his story so many times, the typist there had to keep typing and typing and typing. My trial lasted like 3 hours, and it was for something that was minor, a misdemeanor.
We had a, about a month and a half ago, we had a friend of mine came out and talked about what happened to him, where he backed his bike into the curb. He'd been there, about 2.5 hours. He went out and he started his bike.
Phil, I wish I could show you this transcript. I mean, it's 75 pages long, and the stuff that they say, anybody with any common sense reading can say, they're lying. The police are lying. They arrested Pete based on his appearance, his associations. It was definitely personal. And 75 pages long. I couldn't believe it. And I know, I know it's going to get reversed. And as of right now, I'm guilty, so I got to do the classes and pay fines and all that. And I know I'll get a not guilty. I'm 99% sure, and so is my attorney. But the point is, it stays on my record, you know. And when the state police had me in custody, they said to me, you know, even if you get a not guilty on this, it's going to be in your record. You'll never be able to get a job. You'll never be able to do this. You'll never be able to do that. It's so, so corrupt here, man. So corrupt. But imagine that, a 75-page transcript from a simple OUI drug stop, you know. They never gave me a drug test either, and that's right in the transcript. All it was I was coming home from, I drove 100 miles from one state to another, and I was sleepy. And they assumed I was on something. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I'm not saying I never have, because of course I have. I'd be lying.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, the first time you go to court, and by the time you get done, if you get a continuance and everything, it's anywhere between $9,000 and $15,000, depending on your state.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, bogus arrest, and I was kind of happy that I got the transcripts, and as I read them, it was like a two-year-old rhythm had written. You know, the words that were typed, the transcripts were, the testimony from the state police were ridiculous. I mean, it was they kept changing. This one guy kept changing his story. He did this and he did that. But no, wait a minute, I can't remember. And even the district attorney kind of took my side on that, and he said, well, wait a minute, you just said that he didn't do that, but he did this. So I'm kind of happy because I have the transcript. The only sad thing is, you know, I know I'm a victim of driving while being a biker. I have long hair, tattoos, beard, you know, I support the Top Dogs Motorcycle Club, the top motorcycle club in the world. They know it, and they use that against me. They even, when they interrogated me, they threw stuff at me that I won't even speak about in the air. It was just ridiculous, you know. So you know, whatever. But you know, I'm not losing sleep over it, man. You know. But I'm glad.
You know, there's another thing that came out the other day, and this one's from the federal government, but it says you might be a criminal, and the federal government wants to arrest you. Every year, overly ambitious prosecutors and rogue judges bent on forcing their beliefs in the American justice system use thousands of obscure, unknown laws to put innocent Americans in jail, okay? Every year, Americans, even children, are criminalized for doing things that the average person would think were perfectly legal. You could be a criminal and not even know it.
Wow.
Let me tell you something, Phil. When my brother right now he's in a psychiatric hospital because he had a little bit of a breakdown. When he gets out, I've talked to him. I said, you know, he wants to come on the show. He was wrongfully arrested, wrongfully imprisoned, and he wants to talk about his story. And I can't wait.
Uh-huh.
I can't friggin' wait because he's got quite the story, you know. And I told him, I said, he's shy and afraid to go on the radio and all that. I said, just talking into a phone. You know, you don't have all these cameras on you and everything. I can't wait for that day. He's getting out soon, probably within 7 days. So,
that's why this is kind of like off the subject, but that's why I like calling into here, because with Phil, it is. It's just everybody gets on here and BS's. You talk about your day, you talk about your work, your job, whatever. So, yeah, just tell him that's exactly how it is when you call in. It's so easygoing, and that's why I love calling in.
Don't
worry.
See, you know, going back to that, because You know, it's like, okay, here's, since the 80s, the United States Criminal Code has added nearly 1,500 new criminal offenses. Are now over 4,450 crimes that you can put in jail for. Do you think you can learn all of them in order to avoid being arrested? Federal criminal law used to... Exactly. Federal criminal law used to focus on obviously wrong deeds like murder and stealing. But now you can be put in jail for things you never even know were illegal. This is from the Congressional Research Service, and they even admitted that they couldn't count all the offenses. Their best estimate was tens of thousands. Basically, Congress doesn't even know just how massive the criminal law is. They're arresting people for crimes that you didn't even know exist.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And Gino Gentile said it perfectly. Gino said it perfectly. He said they got to keep the prisons full, whether somebody's innocent or guilty. They have to keep the prisons full, and that's what they do.
They're passing new crime. The new crimes are being passed at the rate of one new crime per week, even when Congress isn't in session. And once you've been arrested, like Pete said, the price to try and clear your name will be financially probably ruin you if you manage to defeat the Fed.
From the 80s, okay? I went for a few jobs, and they did a Corey check, a background check, and they asked me. And back in 87, for example, I was arrested for some minor stuff, and it was thrown out. I was questioned about that. I was trying to work a job where I needed government clearance because it was a government-type facility, and they asked me about a stop sign that I ran back in 1985. They asked me about my arrest in 87, and stuff like that. It was ridiculous. Like I said, the governor of this state wanted to pass a law saying that if you were found not guilty, it would be taken right off your record. No, he never passed that. What he did was he started this menace law, they call it, where they're going to go out, they're going to profile. We know this for a fact. They're going to profile people, whether they have a different skin color or they have long hair or they're on a motorcycle, and they're going to start writing people up and taking drive. Nobody's going to have a driver's license in Massachusetts, so it looks different. That's what it comes down to.
Well, check this out. In July of this year, an 11-year-old girl rescued a baby woodpecker from being eaten by a cat. She convinced her mother to let her rehabilitate the bird before releasing it back into the wild, so they went to their local home improvement store for some supplies. Bringing the bird into the store with her, into the store with them instead of leaving it in the hot car. There, an undercover agent from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced to herself to the family and told them they were under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, the woodpecker's protected species, and ADD released the bird because transporting it is illegal. That's right.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
That's petty.
Wait
a minute.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. That's right. Even government agencies you never think about have an undercover agent just waiting to catch you doing something illegal. 2 weeks later, he came back to their home with his... Wait, it's going to get better. 2 weeks later, the same agent came back to their home with a state trooper and told the family they owed the government $535 for their crime and could face imprisonment.
Oh, my gosh.
Just for
rhetoric.
Had the story not broken out, this young aspiring veterinarian and her mother might be in jail, unable to afford the defense needed to combat their alleged crime. This was only an accidental criminal case. Small business owners are the most at risk thanks to a law called the American Lacey Act. This law imposes fish and wildlife regulations from every other country onto American business owners. That's one if you order. Say caviar or octopus from somewhere, you're already in the Lacey Act. You're going to get jammed up.
Oh.
There's another one here. Wait, let me find it here, right here. I don't know if you guys know who Bobby Unser is. He won the Indy 500.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Last winter he got lost in a snowstorm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Riding around trying to find out where he's at, they rescued him because he ran out of gas. Okay, here it is right here. Three-time Indy winner Bobby Unser has even been prosecuted. Unser went snowmobiling with a friend, got lost during a blizzard. He nearly died of hypothermia after a snowmobile broke down. I ran out of gas, I'm sorry. After recovering, he spoke with the U.S. Forest Service officials who claimed they would that would try to help him find his lost snowmobile. Using a map, Unser tried to remember where he thought his snowmobile might be. After a few hours, the official finally revealed their true intention, to arrest Unser for wandering into a prohibited national wilderness area. Never mind the fact that he had no idea where he was going since he couldn't see during the blizzard.
Oh,
they wanted to arrest him. He is now a federal criminal for circumstances out of his control. The government might not even want to put you in jail if they consider you their enemy. They might want to fine you and destroy your business.
Patty. My God. No, I did not hear about that. Oh, my gosh.
That is just ridiculous.
Well, there's another one. You guys remember when GM took over Chrysler, or when Obama and the administration took over Chrysler and GM?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you remember those 1,000 dealerships that were told to close?
Right.
Yeah.
Most of those were owned by conservatives. Many of those closed were more successful than the dealerships owned by the liberals.
What?
So don't get lost in a blizzard. Don't import shrimp.
And... God.
They're just nitpicking. Ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, I'm speechless. Sorry, I'm like way speechless. I cannot believe that. Wow.
We have Doc Lehman.
Speechless on that one.
I got Doc. Just typed into the chat room that he was pulled over for a DUI when his blood test showed no alcohol in his system. They changed it to a dry reckless instead. So they locked him up for 8 hours to sober up, even though he didn't have a drink.
Oh, shit.
It's just like when I go through a DI checkpoint, they ask me, have you had anything to drink today? I tell them, no, I'm an alcoholic. I don't drink. I used to see the reaction I get for that one.
You're so bad.
True.
Oh.
It's true. They go
nuts.
Wow. Well, we saw you in front of the bar. Yeah, you saw me in front of the bar. You didn't see me in the bar.
Right. Wow.
Yeah,
We got somebody to call in, Phil, that wants to share a little story here, but she's having trouble getting through. I'm trying to walk through it. 978 area code.
Yeah, I see her. I'm going to bring... I want to... Hold on, you guys. I want to... Hold on. Hello, Teresa.
Hi there.
Hi. Hold
How
on one
you?
Second. Let me bring this caller, and then we'll bring you into this discussion.
Okay.
Hello, caller from 978.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. Did you have something you wanted to add to this?
Yeah, this is Christine. Hello, Miss Christine. Hi, how are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
Christine.
Good.
I had Christine call in. She
I
wants
too.
To say a little something about this, you tell them, Christine.
Okay. Well,
tell them who you are and obviously...
Go ahead.
Christine and I are dating. And
okay.
Christine's a mom. She's a dental hygienist. And she has a beautiful house, a beautiful life. When she first saw a picture of me, her son's shooting that film on me about my life. He's an independent filmmaker. Christine wanted to know who I was to make sure that, because her son is young. He's brilliant, but he's young. She saw a picture of me with the long hair and the 81 shirt on and everything and the tattoos, and she was like, kind of basically, no offense, Christine. But I want you to tell Philip and his audience and the people that are on now how you feel now about bikers, not just me, but people I've exposed you to, bars that I brought you to, and what your opinion is now about bikers and the way we look and how you feel about that.
Wait. So you took her to bars, you took her to introduce her to people, but you didn't take her out to
bars,
eat or anything?
Now, this is a mom. She's a dental hygienist. She's a cute little thing.
Wait, are you cheap or what? You just taking her to bars and to meet friends?
No, I took her to one bar. It was Charlie Baker was playing. And,
I'm just busting your balls.
Huh?
I'm just busting your balls.
I know, but she wants to explain, right? She wants to, I mean, looks-wise, okay, her and I are completely opposite. You know Phil what I look like, and Kasha, you know, you all know what I look like, most of you. She looks completely opposite, and she thought completely the opposite. She's Gino Gentile's cousin, by the way.
Yeah, so,
you know, she's familiar with the clubs and all that, but she was a little hesitant to even speak to me. Now, Christine, how do you feel now about, not just me, but about, we went to the Casbah and there was some Hells
right.
Angels there, and
right.
how did the people treat you? Were you scared at all? Did you feel safe?
Not at all. I'll tell you what, it was a friendly crowd. I felt very welcome. We had a great time, and I'll tell you, the stereotype is just what it is. It's a stereotype, and I was pleasantly surprised. And, you know, meeting Peter has been a great thing. You know, we're together now, and it's just, I was really surprised, I have to say that, you know.
So the next time, like, a scary-looking, you know, Hell's Angel pulls up to you at a red light, and you're in your little car there, your family truckster with the kids,
yeah.
What are you going to think?
I'd probably wave and say hi.
There you go, right on.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd have a call in, Phil. And share that.
No, I'm here to tell you, when you're around a group of bikers, that's the safest place you can be.
That's right. That's right.
You know what?
Absolutely.
I felt that. I really, really did. I felt that. You know, the red carpet was rolled out for me that night at the Casbah, at the concert. And, you know, being with Peter, it was a fun time. And it's just, I've met a lot of really nice people. I mean, obviously my cousin Gino. You know, who I've known my whole life, you know, is a great guy. And, but, you know, just meeting, you know, more members of the biker family.
Now, Christine, you've been with
me,
and obviously
year.
The police have given me dirty looks, and, you know,
that
can you confirm
true.
That? I mean,
I can. I
how much
can,
of that
yeah.
goes on in my life?
There's
and
a lot
how do you
of
feel
harassment.
About that? I mean, it's,
yeah.
you know.
Peter takes a lot of harassment, and it upsets me. It really does. You
so
know,
you,
it is
overall,
true.
You completely feel different now about my type of, me and Phil, basically, type of people. And your message is what?
My message is never judge a person by appearance. Get to know somebody. You may be pleasantly surprised.
When we left
the
Casbah, which is, you know, Hell's Angels Bar in Worcester, Mass., you told me that you felt so safe there and so welcomed by those people.
Yep. I did. I was
even
completely. I was completely comfortable there. I really was.
All right.
Yeah. It was a good
well,
time.
Thanks for calling in. I just thought I'd have a call in, Phil, just to throw a little spice.
Worries.
Yeah.
No worries.
Okay.
So,
nice talking to everybody.
You too.
All right.
Don't be a stranger.
I'll call you shortly.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye, Miss Christine.
Bye.
Bye.
So Teresa, you said you think that the helmet and the seatbelt law should be repealed?
Oh yeah, they are just excuses to harass people. If they need a reason to pull you over to check you out, it's a ready-made thing. We thought you didn't have a seatbelt on. Yes, there's safety devices, and if you want to be stupid, don't wear them. But it's not something that should be legislated because it's a ready-made excuse to harass people. And, you know, they set up, you know, the checks, and it's just a way to harass people and make money for the state.
That's true.
Like tenant windows.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I got a ticket last month for my tenant windows. I thought, are you kidding me?
Really? Are you
yeah.
serious? Oh, my God.
I've been driving that car for the last 7 years, same road, to go to work.
Oh, my God.
And
all you
got to
do, is go to your doctor, like I did, get a note from him, like I did, take it to the DMV, like I did, and they'll give you a card saying that you're legally allowed to have them.
Okay.
Really?
Hey,
oh,
a two-minute window tint story. In Massachusetts, we have state inspections. I'll try to make it 2 minutes. A woman in Massachusetts, you can in your rear window and your two back windows can be 5%, which is almost black. your driver window and your passenger window have to be 35%. A state trooper stopped the woman and rolled her up and told her she had to take the tent off. The state trooper then went ahead and went to the inspection station and pulled the guy into court, and he had to explain to a judge why he passed this woman who had the legal amount of tent on her car, the legal amount, 5% in the back, 35% in the front. How much bullshit is that? I mean, come on. You know, she was perfectly legal with the window tent.
But, and so to prove his point, he harassed everybody.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So now the guy that owns the inspection station has to he has to go for a hearing, and he has to explain to whoever he gets his inspection stuff, his permit through, why he passed this woman. And I told him, I said, bro, in Massachusetts you can have 5% in the back. That would be 5%, tint, which is almost black, like limo tint, and 35% in the front. Did she have that? He said, yes, she did. I said, she didn't have limo tint or anything like that. He said, no, she had 5% in the back, 35% in the front, and the cop still gave her a ticket, ordered her to take, according to what I heard, the cop wanted her, the state trooper wanted her to take, he had a razor blade and everything and wanted her to take the tint off on a goddamn freeway.
Oh my gosh.
I can't do it. I got children here. And so he gave her a ticket and said, you bring this to somebody right away, you do it yourself, you take the tint off.
What a prick.
What I say to that? Bullshit. Because she's perfectly legal with that window tint.
God.
Obviously, you've never put tint on a window before. You can't just yank that stuff off.
You can't. No. Mm-hmm. It's like glue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled over my son in my 73 El Camino, which is completely restored, and tried to jack him up for that. And he told the guy, well, this is my dad's car. He has a card for that, and it's right in there with the registration. He's like, nah, I don't believe it. He said, yeah, can I reach and get it out of the glove box? So he gave it to him, and okay, have a nice day, because it was legit. It was from the DMV.
Wow.
Well,
she said it's all about money. They just want to make money, you know.
Yeah.
Giving
tickets,
pulling people in the court.
$97.50 for me.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
You know, they passed a law here in Massachusetts now. Before, if you got a ticket, no matter what ticket, kind of ticket it was, moving violation, window, speeding, dock windows, whatever, whatever it was, and you went for a hearing. The hearing was free. You went before a magistrate, and you would tell your story. And they would find you innocent or guilty. And if they found you innocent, you walked. If they found you guilty, you paid the ticket. Say it was $100. Now what they do is you have to, the day of court, you have to pay $25 to the court to have a hearing from the magistrate. If the magistrate finds you guilty of that ticket, you have to pay, if you want to appeal it, you have to pay another $50 to appeal it. So now you've paid the court $75. And my question is this, where does the $75 go to?
Yeah.
In someone's pocket?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody can go out, a court employee can go out drinking for the weekend? Probably.
Mm-hmm, right.
And we're broke.
Well, the cops are, protected against being sued. If they harass somebody, you cannot sue them.
Yes, you can.
Oh, they
can't.
They changed that.
No, you can certainly sue them here, but it's tough.
From what I heard, they were exempt from being sued.
No.
Not in Massachusetts, anyway.
Okay. Michigan, they are.
Maybe in Michigan, but not here either.
Yeah, not in Massachusetts. There's so many lawsuits against the Massachusetts State Police and other police departments, and especially the Mass State Police. They used to have video cameras in the state police cruisers. They've taken them out because they violated so many people's rights that they said, no more. The cameras are coming out, We're getting sued up the ass here, so.
Yeah.
That's too bad, you can't sue the police if they. In Michigan, you're saying. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was pretty much statewide, that countrywide, where you couldn't sue, that they were automatically exempt.
Hell no.
Nope.
Oh.
There's only one thing you can't. There are actually two. There's only one thing you can't do when they're on duty. You can't take a picture of them if they're undercover. Actually, three things. You can't take a picture of them if they're undercover. You can't take a picture of them if they're in the bathroom. And you can't take a picture of them walking into their house.
Can you take a picture
of
them if they're eating donuts?
And three
things you can't do. What if they're eating donuts and coffee? Can you take a picture of them then? Will they get mad about that?
Probably.
First, right? Can you picture it? You know, go to a Dunkin' Donuts and snap a couple pictures that come up with the cuffs on me. I can see it now.
Exactly.
I know.
Well, there was that one guy who, you know, the police were harassing him. I mean, he'd leave his house, and he'd get followed. So he basically put a camera in his own car.
Oh, yeah.
And
hey,
so
I carry one of mine, you know, and a bike.
Whenever he got pulled over, he turned on the camera and videotaped the entire procedure.
Well, Phil can tell you all about that, can't you, Phil?
Absolutely. I carry a recorder in my pocket.
Yep.
When they ask my stuff so I don't get shot, I tell them I'm pulling down the zipper on my leather jacket. I'm going to reach in my breast pocket. I'm going to hand you all the paperwork that you asked me for. I'm also letting you know that I'm turning on my tape recorder.
Nice.
I love
That's
it.
That's good.
So after they handcuff me for my own safety and turn it off, that's when I realized that they all have that little red light in their pocket, which is the remote mic, so the car can record whatever's going on. So at that point, all you hear from me screaming is, I do not give up my rights. No, you can't search my saddlebags. I did not give you permission to do that.
Yeah, that's California. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The little red light.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So,
hey guys, I hate to leave good company, but I'm getting a low battery. But it was great talking to all of you, and again, congratulations, Tasha, for your website.
Thank you so much, hon, and thank you so much for calling in. I'm so glad you did.
Okay, well, y'all have a great evening.
Enjoy.
Now you too, and don't be a stranger. Call me. Let me know what happens in court.
I will. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely.
Take care.
I will, dear. All right. Bye bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye bye.
Take care.
It's like, gosh, I sent you a story about, it's called Interesting Days at Oceanside Internal Affairs. And I think Ryan read it, but I don't know if he showed it to you yet, but he's going to show you after the show.
No,
you'll enjoy that. Funny as
really?
Shit.
Okay.
Bill and I were locked in an interrogation room with these guys for 2.5 hours, and we came out victorious.
You and Bill were?
Yep.
Wow.
I set up a meeting and I took him with me. I had the chief of internal affairs, the sergeant from traffic, and I busted their balls for 2.5 hours. Every time they opened their mouth, I threw paperwork in front of them saying, no, you're getting this grant, and you can't use it for this. And if you do try and use it for that, I throw out the writ and I go, and now I'm gonna file a writ with the court saying you can't do it that way. Because they wanted to start doing motorcycle only checkpoints, which is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have to say, since we only have 15 minutes left, I want to say, Elvis Presley, we are thinking of you. You did. He died 34-year anniversary today. Elvis died on August 16, 1977. And I'm a big Elvis fan, and I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. I see. That's my boy there.
Yeah. So. That came up in my class tonight, actually, the class that I take, the court-ordered class about his death. But we're thinking of you, Elvis. You're the best. You're the king. And the man still makes $60 million a year that I was reading, and he's not even alive.
Yes.
Oh, he's doing good.
He is.
There's 1% of that, and you'd never see me again.
I'm with you there, bro.
All right, Kasha, now, since we have 15 minutes left, let's discuss your website.
Let's do. I was just told it's up and running for Bikers of America people only. So anyone who's listening who wants to go on and check it out, just go to
Kasha. What's your actual website again, please?
It's what? KashaJordan.com.
Okay. I should know that. Hello.
Pretty easy to remember. I'm lucky enough to get that at least. So, yeah, it's up and running, and I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know what it looks like or anything. You know, there's Facebook photos on there, and there's new photos on there. I have a shoot in a couple of days. We're going to be putting more pics, just updating it regularly with new pics and everything. So, yeah, I'm actually looking forward to seeing it, too. So it's going to be kind of interesting.
Haven't seen it. I'm on it right now.
Uh-oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell her.
You're from Colorado? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Doesn't Jack Nicholson live in that hotel out in Colorado? The Stanley Hotel that's haunted? I'm just messing with you. Looks good. The page looks good. Oh, Bikers of America. Yep, there we go. Right on the left.
Yep. And then there's a new one on there. It's called Pillow Talk. So you'll have to check that out. That's a new shoot I did, a few days ago, actually. So that's a brand new one.
Cool.
And if you want to see some of those.
Actually, I was just told it was changed to Crap and Kasha's Closet. I was just told that.
There you go.
Yes, it is.
And if you want to see some of those pictures, you can go to my website.
Absolutely. Yeah, it should be linked up with yours.
Yeah.
So if you click on any of those pics, it should go directly to Bikers of America.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
yep.
No, it doesn't. Just tell them it doesn't. You got to click on me to go there.
You got to click on what to go to it?
You got to click on mine.
You got to click on mine to go to the site?
You got to click on my site to go there.
Oh, okay. You said that if you click on the ticket.
Don't mind me. I'm speechless at this point.
Okay.
Well, she also officially took her crown back.
I'm hoping to keep it this time, you know. We'll see what happens.
Well, if you have any more like those, I'm sure you will.
Okay.
Kasha, I asked you not to put pictures of me up on this website again. Why are my pictures on your website? Did you get that joke I sent? You have a picture on your Facebook page, and I put a joke. I wrote something. I said, why are you posting pictures of me? Do you remember that?
Some guy says,
he made a rude comment, but anyway, I see that picture's on here.
I got to take off, guys, so I just wanted to say hi, and I'll catch you up with you later.
Oh, all right.
Please, well, you take care.
Take care.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Who's that?
Was it the guy who responded to that?
What's that?
You said there was somebody who...
I made a comment one
time
on one of your pictures, and I said, stop posting pictures of me.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
And some guy, some outlaw or something, supporter, said something underneath mine, and he said, fuck them. Who cares what they say? Put whatever you want up there. It didn't even make any sense, but it was all in good fun.
Oh. Okay, no, he was talking about, because the pic that you were, that everybody was writing on, actually got booted.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I remember now. It was didn't they boot a picture of you with a bike or something? You were on a bike, a motorcycle?
It was a torso pic that got booted.
Why would they boot that? That doesn't make any sense.
Because there is no Facebook admin. It's all computerized. Whenever someone complains, if they get enough, then
they'll
boot it out. Yeah, there is no Facebook admin. Whoever wanted it booted probably went in there 20 times and complained about it, and then it just automatically got rid of it.
But
what they don't know is you can keep posting them, so I just kept reposting it. Who cares? You know, I mean, there's nobody out there to boot it. However,
right, that's how it works. If you keep complaining, they will remove the picture.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like a computer doing it. It's not a person.
Exactly. And that's exactly
nobody actually
what it
goes
is.
And looks.
No, nobody ever looks at it. Nobody ever comments or anything on it. So
bunch of jealous
it's all
people
computerized, and it's just stupid.
Yeah.
But so that's why I've got the website. Now no more pics will get booted. You can go on there. There's like a little blog section. You can go on there and talk to me on my site and everything else. And, yeah, so we'll see how that goes. And, yeah, no more booting photos.
Well, you know, to all those people, you know what I say?
What?
You didn't hear it, huh?
I heard it.
No, I didn't.
Okay, hang on. To all those people, this is what I say.
I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Thanks, Phil.
No worries.
That's like Phil's theme song for his show now.
Exactly.
No. You know what my theme song is?
Oh.
I want to get high.
No, this is my theme song.
Are you going to play all of it?
Yeah. I'll play all of it right now.
Okay.
Hang on.
He didn't say much. He instant messaged me, actually. Have you talked to him?
No, I've been trying to get a hold of him.
Yeah, he sent me an instant message yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very short, so I don't know what that. There's a lot of shit going on over there in England.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've got some instant messages from England, from people over there. It's crazy. She said one sent me an email saying we ought to send the Marines over there. Well, they go every fucking where else.
Well, that's true.
You know? But, no, it's like if you bend over once, you're going to bend over all the time. And hopefully by doing this right here, we get people to stop bending over and stand up.
That's right.
You know? But I'm going to put this, this is my number two song. I'm going to take us out with this one. I want you guys to feel free to tune in Thursday.
I hope I can. I'm getting goddamn my gum. I don't get into detail. I'm getting oral. I shouldn't even say oral or anything. I'm getting a tooth removed tomorrow, surgically.
Say what? You're getting what? Where?
I'm getting a tooth removed surgically tomorrow, so I don't even know if I can speak on Thursday, but I'll try. I'll call in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, we got 3 minutes.
What do you got going on Thursday?
Okay, this is where we're going right here.
Thanks, Phil. Good night, Kasha.
Good night.
Good night,
Pete. Stick around. Check this out. This
jumping your bike and hit the road. We're on the 5-0, man, we out of control. Bad motherfucker, right up to the night. A 50 motherfucker in love, come on, bike. Bitch, you need to my chopper on the rim. I'm a little up, I'm trying to be friends. Get the gas, homie, you gotta keep that play. Get an out, kid, just a bit in the ass. Put that in the ticket, man, I ain't gonna pay. Got to do 30 days, locked up with TK. Let's win the 5-0, let's hit the road. In the track, like on the bike, get the flow in. The third motherfuckers, we call me. Like I'm all cause the kids when it's time to eat. Come on, approach me, homie, like
Glad you like that one.
I've never heard that. I love it. I've never heard that before. I mean, I know
yeah.
Gimme Shelter, but not that version.
No, that's Mike P. He's a club member out of San Fernando.
That is quite unique.
Yeah, he's doing pretty.
Please tell him the boys from Boston love it.
Oh yeah, he's on Facebook. Friend him.
Yeah,
Mike P.
I have
big
him.
Homie.
Yeah.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's in my
yes.
friends. Hey, I'm out of here. Call on Thursday as long as I can speak.
Okay.
And
I think you guys and Kasha, I sent Ryan an email to let you read that story and give me a review. But that's still in that thing that happened that you're going to read is still in effect here.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, because every time they try and do something, I jump on them with writs and all kinds of shit. They love me.
Right on.
All right, take care,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, I'll definitely read it. You too, Pete.
We'll talk to you Thursday.
Website looks great, by the way, Kasha.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Looks awesome.
It does. Tell him you did a good job.
Great job.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you so much.
I bookmarked it.
And call in Tuesday because we'll give you an update on 4 days.
All right. Take care. Sleep well. Smoke well.
All right. Good night, guys.
Bye now.